The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Today's daf will be daf Chof Dalet. Mit Hashem will finish today Masechet Makis, perek Elohein Aloiken. The Gemara brought a kapitel in the Hillim, in which David HaMelech said, "Mi yishkin ba'akot shechol hilich tom peil tzedek, doi ve'emes bilvava loi rogo loishoinoi, v'loi osel reihu ra." He says, "Loi osel reihu ra." So Gemara darshins, what does it mean? "Loi osel reihu ra." Says the Gemara, "Shlo yorad l'umnosoi chaveroi." A person did not encroach on someone else's business. Now, I'd like to discuss common scenarios in which encroaching comes to be a factor in today's day and age. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, when it comes to Yorid L'umnosu Shel Chaveroi, the halacha is the following, that if someone from the same city opens a competing business, which cannot hold both businesses, that's totally mutter. Because the only time when it comes to an Isser, of Yorad, Lumnosel Shel Chaveroi, is referring to when someone comes from another city. However, someone who comes from the same city, Mi'ikr de Dina, there is no Isser, Yorad, Lumnosel Shel Chaveroi. Now, when it comes to people from out of town opening a business in town, which was considered an Isser of Yorad, Lumnosel Shel Chaveroi, there are Kama Vakama Heterim in which the poskim list. Number one, if it's a business in which the business is not is good for the public. For example, if in one town there is a monopoly, one person in the town has a pizzeria, therefore since it's the only kosher pizzeria, therefore the prices are up to him, whatever he could charge. If someone from another town comes in and brings his prices down and makes it that now it is a normal price, then someone from out of town could come open up a business in town. So says the poskim, that the only time when it's an iser from your lomnos shel chaveroi, someone from a different town entering your town, is only when the person from the other town is coming and competing at normal price. But if your prices are extravagant and the other out of towner is opening a shop in order to make the price at normal level, then that's totally mutter. So too, say the poskim, if the first business is at a industrial location, for example, the Diamond District, or a place in which more stores will create more customers for everyone, for example, an old used auto store. If someone from the in-town has a used auto store, auto shop, and someone from out-of-town comes and buys directly across the street an auto shop, thereby making it a district of used auto cars, that is mutter. Because what he's doing is not only encroaching upon you, but he's making it better for you, because now it's a district of used cars, which will get you more customers. That is a second heter in which it's mutter to open up a store from out of town. Now, when it comes nowadays to insurance companies and all different businesses that are not location-based, how do we view those? Do we view that if someone comes from New York and opens in Detroit, an insurance company competing with a local Detroit person, is that called a Yorad L'Nosel Chaveiro, which is also if someone comes from another town? So a lot of folks can say that since nowadays insurance is not a local-based business in which you go to the local person, but rather it is a national business. Thereby, it is no encroachment applicable. So too when it comes to anything that is a national-based business, which in our day and age is moving quicker than to believe. Because nowadays, in the global economy, you can get used cars, you get many things. So what does the Shulchan Aruch mean when it says a local business, you're encroaching? There's nothing as a local business. Everything is global. That's a tremendous heter in which nowadays people go ahead and open up different shops and not be called of encroaching, because it is a business that is not specific to the neighborhood, but is a business that is, as a whole, is good. Now, what is important to note is that in halacha terms, when it comes to halacha, even though dinah malchus adina is a powerful halacha, we don't say dinah malchus adina to mevatel dinei teira. For example, when it comes to halachas Yerusha, the Teira says the bas not yereshes. If dinah malchus adina would tell us that a bas is yereshes, we would not listen to dinah malchus adina. So too, when it comes to halacha's encroachment, even though dinah malchus adina permits me to encroach, Torah law forbids, and therefore Torah law forbidding would override dinah malchus adina. Now, what's brought by many poskim, interesting, is that in the rabbinate, in today's day and age, if a pastoral or a bezdin would command someone not to open a business, for example, say we live in Chicago, LaMushel, and someone out of Chicago from Detroit opens a competing store with a local Chicagoan, according to Shulchan Aruch, it would be also for him to open the store. However, if the bezdin or the rabbanim of the community would yell at that person, would answer people in the community to buy from that person, that non-residential person opened the business, that would be totally illegal in America's free enterprise system. Because the free enterprise system in America is that everyone can open up equally shops everywhere, there is no domain. So, since Bet Edinim cannot get involved legally, since Rabbonim cannot get involved legally, it is illegal for us to get involved, to be tax-deductible institutions. Therefore, there are a minority of poskim in America that say the halacha of Yerid Lumnat Shechaveroi is not applicable b'zman hazeh. Because since the halacha can never be enforced, because since it's illegal for any rav or any bezdin to take sides when it comes to commercial business, therefore when you open a store, you never had aldaskein to be the sole person in the business. In Europe, when the Yidden had control, so when you opened the store, you gave it over to your children, to your grandkids, and no one encroached because they didn't have the power. But nowadays in America, well, but they did not have the power. And Vaket, people came to America, al daskein, in order to open up as many businesses they want, wherever they want. There are many poskim who try to do away with the halacha of your lomnosos chaveiroi bizmanos of America. However, this Rav feels, this Dayan feels that it is illogical. Because after all, even though the person who opened the store did not al daskein have it in mind that he would be the sole person, because again he competes with goyim and bodhidim cannot enforce it. But it is not dependent upon the person who opened the store that he did not have a das kain, that he would know that he would own the business. But it is a bein of mchaveroi, like we see today's daf in Marcus. It is oysel rei rov. It is something not nice to do to your friend. It is a schlechte zach, so we'd say in Yiddish. Thereby, even if we cannot enforce it, and even if he did not expect to be the sole person, it is not nice to go ahead and also the Re'eu Ra, like David HaMelech says in Te'ez Tehillim, even though we cannot enforce these halachas in Yoreh Lumnas HaShel Chaveiroi. Now, some poskim rule that when it comes to Yoreh Lumnas HaShel Chaveiroi, that nowadays, if it's a business that the person in town, if he would be the sole person, he would be easily the product, he would be, if he would have sole control over the business. For example, let's say you're in Detroit and you open it, and a local Detroit person opens a safris place, a stomp place. Now, if he's the only stomp person in town, he will have the available funds to get mezuzahs readily, to get tefillin readily from Eretz Yisrael, and to sell at a low price. But if a local person in town would open up and compete, which is totally mutter al pialocha, as we said at the beginning of the shiur, a local person could compete with another local person, then he would have to be, there'd be a price in bargaining, and there'd be a fight in bargaining in prices, and therefore they'd both have to go down in prices, and therefore if there's less profit, there'd be less income to purchase mezuzahs and tefillin, and there'd be less tefillin and mezuzahs in town. Therefore, sometimes competition is not right. Sometimes it's cheaper for the consumer to have a monopoly. Sometimes it's better to have a monopoly. So, say the poskim, the Aruch HaShulchan included, that when it's better to have a monopoly, then we do not apply the heter of an in-town person opening a business. We, in fact, author even on an in-town person open the business. That means the halacha of monopoly is two ways. If the monopoly is bad for the consumer, then even an in-town person can open up. If a monopoly is good for the consumer, so even an out-of-town person could open up. That's only if the person is overcharging, of course. Now, when it comes to serving different types of food, the restaurant business, we do not look at the eating out as a whole, but most Rabbanim in the Haifa Kapsalkim that I've seen from local Rabbanim in New York and in the tri-state area, that the halakha applies, if someone has a fleishig restaurant, there could be a milk restaurant open up. And certainly, if there's business for both of them, it is also mutter.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.